Well, James, the close of play, the Kent position looks a lot better for Hampshire than it did maybe an hour before the close.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're now back in the game, and wonderful batting from North East and Key put us right out of the game. It felt pretty flat when with the older ball, but with the newer ball hitting the deck quite hard, there are a few sort of a little bit of uneven bounce there, and we took full advantage.
So there was more in the wicket with the second new ball than perhaps for you guys with the first new ball.
Well, I think it's there. I just don't think we bowled as well as we could have done before lunch. I think it was very disappointing to lose that wicket so early. You know, only getting 292. And yeah, I think we were a little bit. I thought we bowled okay, but we didn't bowl as well as we have done in previous weeks. And then I thought after lunch until the end of play as a group again, I thought we bowled absolutely fantastically. And we've restricted them to our score, 291. And we've got to do well again tomorrow morning, so the pressure's on us again tomorrow. But if we do, we're well back in the game.
They were 252 without loss at one stage. North East and Key both going well. They were only 40 behind at that stage in the first innings. What was going through everybody's minds?
Well, my mind was, I've seen it all before. I mean, it can be a brilliant wicket here to bat on. We know that. I felt as long as we were all trying to do the right things, there's nothing much we could do. And we actually tried, I think, 8 bowlers. I thought Cat had a few chances bowling his left-arm spin. And I think you've just got to keep plugging away. That's the reality of Championship cricket. I think you can have days like this, but we've managed to turn it around. We've sort of managed to turn it around.
Just talk us through towards the end there, because you picked up, what, 3 wickets for 2 runs. I guess you didn't want the closer play to come in the end.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but... No, it felt good. I think on this wicket, if you hit the deck hard, because it's a used wicket, you can get a little bit of uneven bounce. And yeah, I think the second new ball, if you start well with it, which I think me and Balks did, you know, if you get off to a good start with it, even though you've got tight, you feel quite tired, you can really get things going. And I feel that's probably one of the best spells I've bowled actually of a second new ball at the end of the day. I felt quite powerful, and I hit the deck quite hard. And I think the last ball I got Key with was one of the best balls I've bowled, to be totally honest. It really did jag away. So, I was just over the moon.
That was a big wicket to get at the end there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one amazing wicket to get. And, that's sports in a nutshell, isn't it? He's worked so hard all day. But there's always a ball, potentially with your name on it. And if you keep plugging away, hitting the right areas on this wicket, then there is something there.
Now, I guess you don't want them to get too far ahead tomorrow, do you?
No, and exactly. We're still under a lot of pressure, but we're on a bit of a high now. But no, we don't want to get them too far ahead because, like I said, I think there will be a little bit of uneven bounce in the wicket. And we don't want them to, but the good news is there's still a lot of cricket to be played.
And you're starting to pick up wickets on a regular basis now?
Well, no, I'm bowling well at the moment, yeah, definitely. And I have to say, halfway through today, I did feel like it was a usual sort of... July, August day at the Rose Bowl on a good wicket. I thought, I'm going to have to toil very hard to even get a wicket. So, no, I'm on a bit of a roll. Just enjoying it. And I feel I've been bowling well for quite a long period of time, a couple of years, really. So I think the last sort of 3 or 4 years of my career have been pretty good.